Chapter 10. A Terrible Day. Daniel started to panic.
"You can't stay home this morning," he shouted. "The women from the art group are coming to paint me, and I'm going to be naked."
Lydia laughed.
"Don't be silly, Dad," she said. "It will be funny. We all saw you naked before. Do you remember that time on the beach when your towel fell off and when somebody from the theatre phoned and you had to get out of the bath? It's okay."
"No, it's not okay," Daniel shouted. "You must go to a friend's house to play."
"Play?"
Lydia and Chris exclaimed together.
"Okay, so you must go upstairs and stay in your bedrooms all morning," he said. "Now go."
The children ran upstairs, but they didn't intend to stay there. They were waiting for an opportunity to come down again, quietly, and watch the art group drawing their naked father. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. It was Mrs. Hooper and three other ladies from the art group with their painting equipment. Madame Doubtfire took them into the sitting room. Then she went into the kitchen to make tea and coffee for everybody. A few minutes later, the other ladies arrived, and they all talked together.
"Where is Daniel?"
one of the ladies finally asked. "He usually arrives on time."
"Yes, where is he?"
another lady said.
"I want to start painting."
Madame Doubtfire tried not to panic.
"Any more tea or coffee, my dears?"
she said calmly.
"I'm sure Daniel will be here in a few minutes."
Then she ran upstairs to transform into Daniel the model. In the bathroom, Daniel took off his makeup. "Oh no," he thought. "I didn't bring any normal clothes to go downstairs. I can't walk down the stairs naked, but I can't walk down the stairs in Madame Doubtfire's clothes either."
"Chris!"
he shouted nervously. Chris came to the bathroom.
"What do you want, Dad?"
he asked.
"Can you bring me some clothes?" Daniel asked. "Maybe a coat? Anything?"
Chris looked, but he couldn't find anything for a man. His father didn't have any clothes in that house. Finally, he found a big green shawl with red and yellow ribbons on it.
"Mum wears this at the swimming pool," he said. "It's a funny colour, but it will cover you."
Daniel took the shawl and ran down the stairs quickly into the living room. The ladies were happy to see him, and they immediately started talking about his position. Should he sit or stand? Should he pose with or without the shawl? Finally, Daniel sat on a chair with his face to the window, and the ladies started their paintings. 20 minutes later, Daniel noticed three small faces looking at him through the window. His children were in the garden, and behind them, coming from the street, he saw Miranda with a furious look on her face.
"Save me! Save me!" Daniel thought in a panic. He closed his eyes. He could imagine Miranda's thoughts.
"Why aren't the children at school? Why didn't I know about the teacher's strike? Where is Madame Doubtfire?"
Daniel opened his eyes and looked at the window again, but the three faces weren't there now. Then he heard the kitchen door open and noises on the stairs. Daniel jumped up from his chair.
"I'll be back in a minute," he said to the ladies, and he started to go up the stairs to the bathroom. But it was too late. Miranda was standing at the top of the stairs, and she was holding Madame Doubtfire's clothes in her hands. She looked confused.
"Where is Madame Doubtfire?" she asked Daniel. "Why are her clothes on the bathroom floor?"
Miranda, he said, let me explain. Was there still some makeup on his face? Or was there some of Madame Doubtfire's perfume on him? Daniel didn't know, but suddenly Miranda's eyes changed. They became cold and hard. She wasn't confused anymore.